بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فاذكروني اذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us countless ni'mat's bounties. And we have heard this verse so many times, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try and count all the bounties that Allah has bestowed us with, we will never be able to enumerate all of these bounties. Take a pen, take a page, and start writing. Bounty number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we come to 100, 200, 500. Still we would not have enumerated and enlisted every single bounty Allah has bestowed upon us. There are so many ni'mats that you and I are aware of. And there are so many ni'mats and bounties that we are not even aware of, and we are enjoying and benefiting from these bounties. And this is what Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You try and count all the favors of Allah upon you, you will not be able to enumerate all of them. The bounties that we know, the moment it is taken away from us, that is the time we value that bounty. Simple example we are seeing now, load shedding. Now there's no lights. And immediately you become agitated, frustrated, angry. But when we have lights, then we take it for granted. That too is a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even more deeper, Allah has given you and I the light of Iman, the nur of Iman. And the value of this nur of Iman you will see in Qabr and on the day of Qiyamah, where Allah says, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. On that day, the believer will have nur, light, in front of him, guiding him, when there will be total darkness. So if you are going out of the masjid, especially when it is load shedding times, or in the rural areas, wherever it is in the streets, and it is absolutely pitch black, it is dark, just the flicker for some torch, or we take out the cell phone and put on the torch, we have some lantern or a lamp or a candle, it gives us some type of relief. And if we have generators and mashallah in our homes, if we have lights, we feel so comfortable. We don't even know what the next man is going through in darkness. But that person who is in darkness and he can see in some distance that somebody has got light in his house, how does he feel? Hey, I wish I had some light. I wish that brother could share some light and give me some light. Exactly like that on the day of Qiyamah, the munafiqeen, they will come behind the believers and they will beg and plea, make us the fervent plea to the believers, naqtabis min nurikum, let us take some, please allow us to take some light from you. We are in total darkness, we can't see. They'll be in pareshani, in distress, in pain. Little bit of light they will desire that the mu'min gives them. Allah will never allow that. So Allah has given us this nur of iman. Allah has blessed us with iman. Allah has given nur of this iman. This nur of iman, we have to now make sure that we increase the nur. It shouldn't decrease. And all the things that we do, there are so many a'mal we do that will increase the nur of iman. And there are those actions if we do, they will decrease the nur of iman. Allah forbid we do such things or we say such things that the entire nur of iman is distinguished and iman is taken away from us. All these are lessons around us. This is dunya. Dunya will come to an end. Akhirat is forever. Akhirat is forever. So the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be shumar. Imagine iman, Allah has given us iman. We make shukr for the iman Allah has given us. So many other bounties we enjoy. The moment we suffer a loss of any bounty, then we realize that ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat. We have parents, and when they pass away, then we realize the value of having a parent. The du'as the mother and father used to give us, now we're not getting those du'as. They're no longer with us. Man has a wife, she passes away. He may get married again, but that wife who was his partner for so many years, she was making his khidmat. And especially the person doesn't remarry, then he realizes that what my wife was. She used to do everything for me. I did not appreciate her. We have ulama, mashayikh, when they're no longer in this world, then we realize, hey, we should have made qadr of so and so alim. We should have made qadr and value that person. So Allah has given us beshumar ni'mats. Sometimes we feel we have made shukr. But in essence, if we really look at it, we can't make true shukr of the bounty that Allah has given us. To understand this, we read salat. After Rasulullah would perform salah, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, after he made salam, he would say, astaghfirullah, 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 3 times. Salat, we meet ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallam is teaching us that even though we read salat, and we made the different postures, but still sometime there is some kami, there is some nooks, some deficiency in our salat. And therefore we're making that istighfar. Likewise, shukr also we're making. But sometimes that shukr that we are making, that also has some deficiency. And for that we have to make istighfar. Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullahi alayh had mentioned to one person. And this person had felt that he is now, this alim felt that he was enjoying making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukr mein dube hua hoon. I'm drowning, I'm drenched with shukr, making so much shukr to Allah ta'ala. And he had this kefiyah, he was enjoying it. So he wrote to Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat, this is my feeling. Hazrat explained to him that even this also, this feeling is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we have not made true shukr of every bounty that Allah has given us. And therefore for that we have to make istighfar also. We find so many of the ibadat, after performing the ibadat, Allah tells us to make istighfar. So, shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very first step of shukr, very first step of shukr, that with our dil and dimagh, with our mind and heart, we have to firmly believe that the bounty is solely given to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the bounty is, that is given mahaz from the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are not mustahiq of that bounty. We are not worthy of receiving that bounty. It is only Allah's kindness that Allah has given me that bounty. With our heart and mind must realize, we must realize. That's the first step. Second step now, we must express that gratitude by means of our tongues. Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. Allah, all praise belongs to you. All gratitude is for you. So we have understood that the bounty is not for my doings, not that I deserved it. We did not deserve that bounty. Allah out of His kindness gave it to us. So our mind and heart understands that and believes that. And then we express this by means of our tongue. Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. And the third stage, which is most important, and this is asal shukr, is by means of our limbs, our actions, our practical way of life, with our eyes, ears, hands, our different limbs, we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We use the bounty of Allah, how Allah expects us to use that bounty, the bounty of the eye. Allah does not want us to abuse this bounty and use it for those things that will actually displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, Mashaykh, give a beautiful example. And Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khan Furi Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, Allah give him sihat, afiyat. He had addressed some students and he explained to them, they were in Madinah Munawwara or Makkah Mukarrama. And they'll ask for some advice. So he explained about shukr. And then he said, see, if somebody takes a gift for the imam of his masjid, takes a nice shawl for him from Haramain Sharifain, a nice gift, nice precious shawl, mink shawl, and he gives it to him, and he's so happy that he gave the imam sahab some gift, and the imam sahab acknowledges this, and he thanks him profusely. In fact, a couple of days, every time he sees him, by Jazakallah, Jazakallah for that shawl. What a beautiful shawl. The person gets happy, but he's still waiting for imam sahab to wear it. Then he'll get more happy. I gave him that shawl. So perhaps on Friday he'll wear it. Jummah came, he didn't see the shawl on the imam sahab. Then he thinks, okay, maybe he'll wear it some other occasion. So he's waiting, waiting. Eid comes. He said, no, definitely imam sahab will wear this on Eid day now. He waited for Eid day, for this occasion. Eid day came, also imam sahab didn't wear it. The person is but concerned. I gave him such a nice shawl. He wants to see the person using that shawl and using it correctly. So happens Imam Sahib gets sick. So they go to visit him. And when they go to visit him, they see in place of the doormat, that mink shawl that he had given as a gift, where people rub their shoes and wipe their shoes as they enter the house, that's where the shawl Imam Sahib placed. Now imagine how the person will feel. This is the qadr you made of the shawl I gave you. This is how you appreciated the gift I gave you. Likewise, Allah has given us so many bounties, as I explained, and we are not going to use the bounties correctly how Allah wants to see us using those bounties, then aren't we showing ungratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ This is the promise of Allah. We make shukr properly, we really thank Allah profusely, and we use those bounties correctly, Allah will increase those bounties. Allah will not snatch away those bounties. In fact, our mashayikh mentioned also the ilaj of ujab. Ujab means self-conceit, vanity. Person thinks very high of himself. One ilaj, one remedy for that is to make abundant shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? When a person will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will realize that this bounty that I got, and whatever I'm enjoying and I'm happy about, and this conceit that I have got, it's actually given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not for my doings. Therefore, there is no need for me to have self-conceit and vanity. So this is one ilaj mashayikh have prescribed for a person who's got ujab in him. That make abundant shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected brothers and elders, oh mothers and sisters, Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ Remember me, I will remember you. And we explained the tafsir of this before. And washkuruni, make my shukr. Show gratitude to me. Don't ever show ungratefulness towards me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love to give us more and more, and Allah's khazana is full. Never becomes depleted, never comes to an end. The more shukr we make, the more Allah will give us. The more we use these bounties correctly, the more Allah ta'ala will give us. Yes, there will be times we will be tested, and for some time, if a shukr is taken away, then Allah is testing us. Then too we do not complain. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just the ability to be able to relieve ourselves in the toilet. What a great ni'mat this is. Allah don't test us. Allah grant us afiyat. Always make dua for afiyat. But if a person has a problem, and he's got a blockage, and then the pain he goes through, at that time he wish he could give the whole dunya in lieu of just to be able to relieve himself with ease. Like this we can go on and count so many bounties. We need to sit, ponder, reflect, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned, first step, dil and dimagh, our mind, our heart. Accept the fact and believe that it is only Allah's fazal. I don't deserve this and Allah is giving me. Then express the shukr. See, Allahumma lak alhamdu lak shukr. If you thank any person in the world, your mother cooked food, your wife cooked food, it was very tasty, and you express their thanks, you become so happy, elated. Allah doesn't need our shukr. Allah does not need our shukr. وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ You make shukr, Allah will become happy with you. Allah is independent, He doesn't need. He gives us these chances so that we realize who Allah is. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned, and some rewaya said, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Or Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, O Dawood, make shukr. So then Dawood alayhi salam asked, oh Allah, how do I make shukr? When all these ni'mats that you have given me, it is only from you. Allah said, now you have made shukr. The fact that you have realized that the ni'mats I have given, it is from me alone. That in itself is shukr. And then we use those bounties correctly, whether it is our limbs, or whether it is financial, or it is money, or it is our homes, or whatever it is. We have wives, we have children. Use all these things in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us sihat, we've got health. And imagine using that body, that health, that physical health, a person is strong, he's got good health, he's got a sound health, but he's using it in the rave clubs, in the disco clubs, he's using it to take drugs, he's using it to abuse people, he's using it against his family, and he's doing haram things. Then he's not making shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal risad durus sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة يا الله make us true ذاكرين and شاكرين my Allah Allah, beshumar ni'mat you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Especially the ni'mat of iman and the ni'mat of being the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, increase us in all ni'mat, my Allah. Do not snatch away any of the ni'mat that you have given us, ya Allah. Help us to make true shukr, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the sins we have committed, my Allah. Make us use our limbs, ya Allah, correctly, my Allah. In all the ni'mat you have given us, ya Allah, make us not abuse those ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, become happy with us, my Allah. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing good deeds.
such that will please you, my Allah. Protect us from evil, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Allah, give us your qurb, my Allah. Give us your closeness, my Allah. Allah, make us, ya Allah, become your beloved, my Allah. Full of our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. The sweetness of sajda before you, my Allah. The sweetness of making your dhikr, my Allah. The sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, protect us from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever pareshani the ummah is going through, my Allah, whether it is in our country or wherever it is, my Allah, ya Allah, grant us afiyat, sukoon, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us itminan of the hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of shurur and fitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, make us use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifai, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. All the marhumins, ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus, ya Allah. Give them the highest of stages in the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Baril in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hawd al-kuthur, water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, ya Allah, our progeny, ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep them naik and salih, my Allah. Make them the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqmuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who, ya Allah, who are present here tonight, my Allah, who are listening to this program, who have raised their hands now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging only from you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ya Allah, we are not turning to any other person, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our parishanis, my Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujiba da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك يا الله all those who were present accept the duas, those who are not here, ya Allah, they requested duas, answer their duas, حاضرين غائبين accept the dua, قبول فرما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين